Hi, I'm David Jackson, and welcome to my podcast, D-Time, a personal project of mine where I simply share what I'm learning in life spiritually as a Christian, husband, father, and human. Each episode, you'll hear from myself, and I'll also sit down with a guest and talk about various topics and get their insights as well. Life is all about learning, and I love learning from other people and seeing what sparks come from discussions on everyday topics. Thanks for listening. Hey, welcome to D-Time Season 1, Episode 49, Convictions. And this is a really cool topic that I'm excited to not only, you know, dive into, but chat with a friend of mine, Anthony Melbrick, or The Brick, in part two. Excuse me. Conviction is defined as, you know, a strong persuasion or belief in something. So we're not talking about, you know, a conviction in the judicial sense, but in the, you know, the belief and thoughts term. And conviction, as a Christian man, conviction is something that I think it's spoken and talked about in a broad sense. You know, we kind of understand when we hear it, but when we break it down in terms of our belief, I'm not sure if a lot of us understand the depth of it. And I include myself in that. You know, there's many times where I have to, you know, stop and ask myself, you know, do I agree with this, or is this a conviction of mine? And I think those are two very different things. And so I thought it'd be cool to kind of break this down and talk about this subject with someone who, who I know that has a lot of strong convictions. You know, he's a strong guy, and he has a lot of strong convictions to kind of go with that. Conviction is really important. You know, what are your convictions as a Christian? What are your convictions just in life in general? You know, there's a lot of things that we do based off of our convictions, even if we don't think that they're convictions of ours, but they guide our lives. They guide our decision making, or at least they should, and they play a strong part in who we are. And so I think it goes without saying that we need to understand what it means to have conviction and pertaining to Christianity, what it means to have it and what it means to really live it out and really have convictions. And two, how do we build those convictions? How do we strengthen those convictions? That's an important element too. And so I'm excited to kind of dive into this topic. For those that are listening, what are some things that, convictions that you yourself have as it pertains to Christianity? Maybe what are some things that weren't convictions earlier, but now they are strong convictions? Maybe what are some things that you want to be convictions that you have, but are not sure about how to go about it? We're going to cover all that with Anthony, but feel free to leave us a message in the comments. Follow the podcast at D-Time Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And as always, send us an email at dtimepodcast@gmail.com. Stick around for part two, where we break down convictions with The Brick, Anthony Melbrick. Peace. Hey, welcome back to episode 9, Convictions. I'm here with Melbrick. So thank you so much for taking the time out. Welcome.
Yeah, it's good to be here, bro. Thanks for having me on here.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So we're going to talk about convictions today, but please, bro, share, take a couple minutes to introduce yourself to the listeners.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So my name is Anthony Melbrick. I am from the Seattle International Christian Church, obviously up here in Seattle. I was born and raised in Portland, Oregon. I'm 28 years old. I have had a pretty extensive spiritual journey to get where I'm at. Been all over through the state of Oregon. I grew up believing in God, was pretty religious most of my life. You know, if you asked me at any point if I was a Christian or I believed in God, I would have said yes. But it wasn't until about 2013, when I was living in Eugene, Oregon, U of O, that, I really started a powerfully different spiritual journey, where I really started studying the Bible and building my convictions out of the Bible. And just live my life by them in a way that I really had never done before. And so I got baptized, moved back to Portland, and got called up to Seattle on kind of a mission team back in 2017, just to be a part of our church up there. And we are a worldwide movement. We have churches all around the United States and all around the world. and we're all interconnected with each other. So we a lot of the times you'll have members of the church, you know, either planting a whole new church or going to strengthen a ministry within another church in another city or wherever it may be. So a lot of us we don't stay where we are for very long. So I'm from Portland, living in Seattle, and next month I'm actually going over to Chicago to kind of restructure our church over there. So it's been an awesome journey, and so I'm just grateful to see what God has been doing and how He's been moving. So yeah, that's kind of a brief, you know, where I'm from.
Awesome. Sweet, sweet. So yeah, so like I mentioned, man, all about convictions. And so I was wanting to get your thoughts on this. So from you, from your point of view, what would you say a conviction is, and why is it important to have convictions?
To me, a conviction is just something that you don't sway on. You are fully convinced of. So, you know, I know people, we can tend to be emotional beings, kind of up and down, but to have a conviction means to stick to something regardless of how you feel or what may pop up in your life. So, you know, if I were to say, like, I, you know, don't want to drink alcohol, and I have a firm conviction on that, you know, even if I have like a really tough week or I feel stressed or I'm pressured by friends, I'm like, no, you know, I have a conviction that that's not good for me and I don't want any part of that. So no matter how I feel, I'm going to choose to avoid that because that's a firmly held belief that my emotions really don't play a part of. It's something you're convinced of. And I would even go as far to say that you really know you have a conviction when you're able to teach it to somebody else convincingly and explain why that belief that you hold to means so much to you. You know, you're fully assured of it.
Yeah. And why would you say it's important to have convictions?
I think, well, if we don't have convictions, I think we can be easily swayed. You know, when trials come or we run into things in life, we can really bounce around and be up and down, you know, which is why I mentioned earlier in 2013, when I really got into studying the Bible, I was really told that it was important to build convictions out of the Bible because again, those convictions, what they do is, you know, whenever something gets thrown at you in life, you have that firm foundation you fall back on. So you're not up and down as much because you're like, man, you know, I trust this and I believe in this and I hold to this. And I would say that pretty much every person in almost the world has a conviction in one way or another, like things that they really believe. And it's seen as a virtue in our society to have conviction about something, something you're willing to stand up for. And
Right.
so when it comes to God's word, you know, to me, there is no greater thing to have deep conviction in. Because as a man that's convinced that it is the truth, you know, you really want to have deep roots in that truth and things that you're not swayed on. Because, you know, in the world, there's a lot of different religions, a lot of different people who believe different things. And even within, you know, the umbrella of Christianity, you got a lot of factions, a lot of different groups. And if you don't have those deep convictions, those strongly held beliefs, it can become confusing and you can start to doubt yourself. So you really want to establish what you believe and hold tight to that.
Yeah. Awesome. So I was mentioning in part one about, you know, the Bible is littered with, you know, convictions and talks about it. For you, you know, after becoming a Christian, what would you say was your first like conviction when you like kind of understood, once you understood convictions, and what would you say was the first one that you're like, all right, this is my conviction?
One of the big ones for me was just the level of commitment that the scriptures call us to. You know, before I really became a real disciple, my church attendance and my commitment to, you know, other Christians was very lackadaisical. It wasn't, I was very, I just bounced around. I didn't have good, consistent, fellowship or even read my Bible consistently. And that's one thing I really, I saw in the Bible and I saw in the people around me was the level of importance that was put on being an active part of fellowship, being committing to the body, which is the Bible says is the church. You know, that's something that's like a baseline level of commitment that each Christian should have if they're gonna really make this their way of life. So that's something I really had to kind of honestly battle with for a little bit, because me being a kind of an independent person, kind of a guy who just appreciates me time, you know, it just to really set apart times in my week where I'm like, okay, you know, we have our midweek service on Wednesday. We have our devotional on Friday. We have obviously church on Sunday and Bible talks, which are little group discussions we have throughout the week about the Bible. I mark those off in my calendar saying, you know, hey, you know, this is the life that God wants for me to live, and I need to be there. I need to be present. I need to give my heart, you know, which I think for every person that cost, so to speak, is going to be different. But for me, it was definitely just amping up my level of commitment and being willing to sacrifice my time and my energy to build up God's church was one of the first things I learned.
Yeah, it's great. You know, one of the things I think about a lot is that I think some people feel like convictions are things that are you're like innately born with, and that is, you know, it's kind of hard to kind of come up with new ones or develop those. But that's totally not the case. So for you, what's a conviction that you didn't have early on that you kind of do now, or maybe something that you didn't have a strong conviction in that you do now?
Well, for me, before I was a disciple, I was into like recreational drug use, like maybe smoking marijuana, stuff like that. Stuff that on the outside seemed harmless. You know, it seemed like, man, this is just something me and my friends do for fun, just to kind of relax and hang out, you know, and enjoy our time together. But I see very clearly in the Bible that, to be not in your right mind, to be, just that impurity entering your body. The Bible literally has a word. It's the Greek word in the New Testament is called pharmakeia, which is where we get our word pharmacy from, which basically translates to witchcraft. It's like you're lowering your inhibitions and you're not in full control of yourself. You're not fully conscious and aware of, you know, just the level of sober-mindedness you need on a day-to-day basis to really focus on God and prayer and just being alert. So you really, when you lower that guard, you allow, you know, just bad spiritual things to happen, you know. And I didn't understand that back in those times. And that's something that I really changed my mind on, where I'm like, hey, I'm going to get fully clean from this stuff, because I see, A, you know, God doesn't like it, and B, it does have negative effects. It does. I saw a lot of laziness enter my life, a lot of memory problems, you know, creeping in. I couldn't remember anything, just lack of motivation. I just ate a lot of food and ate a lot of bad food and just wasted a lot of time, you know, and it just, the effects, the negatives outweighed the positives, you know. And when I got really confronted with God's word and the teachings, I was able to see, like, man, this isn't God's will for my life. I need to change, you know, and that's just one example, but that's one that came to mind right away.
Gotcha. So for you, if someone were to come to you, what would you say to someone who wants to build strong convictions? How can someone go about building conviction?
I would challenge that person. Well, if it's from the scriptures, I would definitely have them do maybe a topical study in the Bible on the very thing that they have in question. Like, if there's a particular conviction that they're looking to build, then maybe find or study out in the Bible what the Bible says about that topic and really make decisions based on what you learn. Or you could go to somebody, in the church or just that you trust that maybe has gone through that and has advice for you about how they were able to change, you know, to really just kind of pick their brain and get some wisdom from some people who have been there and have done that, you know, just to really make the effort to gain knowledge about the area you're trying to build conviction in. And also I would ask for accountability, like, hey, you know, check in on me. Like, how do you think I'm doing? Do you see growth in this area of my life? Am I changing? Am I noticeably different? You know, just because without accountability can be tough, because it's really your own initiative, your own honesty with yourself, which isn't always easy. You know, it's hard to change, especially when you're an adult. It's hard to completely build new habits. So I would say those things. It's a good start.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. So I want to leave on this question, man, that I ask everyone that I talk to, and it doesn't have to do with this topic. But what was the best piece of advice that someone has shared with you?
Best piece of advice. Oh man. there's a lot. I would say just simply just don't give up. You know, don't give in to discouragement. Don't allow yourself to give up on God and his will for your life, you know, cause there's always going to be a temptation to, you know, maybe miss some certain things from your past or think certain parts of your character can't change, or maybe you're missing out on something, but don't give up on what God's doing. You know, for me personally, I've seen just some incredible things in the past, you know, 5 or 6 years of my life of how God has moved, how he's changed my heart and my thoughts and my convictions, you know, my just the way I think about things, the way I perceive things. It's been amazing. You know, there really has been thoughts in my character or parts of my character that I thought could never change that I've seen God powerfully transform, and he continues to every day. And so I know that wouldn't have been possible if I ever did give up. And I've definitely, especially in my younger years as a disciple, I had brothers who really encouraged me when I was wavery, when I was weak, wanting to throw in the towel, just say, bro, just hold on, you know, give God time, you know, just focus on the next 24 hours, focus on the next week, you know, do whatever you got to do, but just don't give up. And that really helped a lot. And I'm glad I haven't. And I don't, God willing, I won't, you know, I want to make it to the end. So I would say just don't give up and keep asking questions and just, again, just pick the brains of the people who have been there, you know?
That's awesome, man. Well, yeah, I know, I appreciate you sharing that. I think, you know, convictions are super important, and I think a lot of people may not understand how key they are to your walk with God. It's like, you know, it's a foundational thing. So I appreciate you sharing that. For those listening, if you have any thoughts, you know, share what your convictions are. You know, how do you build convictions from the Bible, and how do you stick to them? You can follow this podcast at D-Time Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And again, bro, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk with us.
Awesome, David. I appreciate having me on, bro, and I look forward to hopefully some future podcasts with you.
Sure, man. All right.
Thank you for joining me for D-Time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's a topic that you'd like discussed, you can leave suggestions in the comments or follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram at D-Time Podcast. See you next time.